You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
7 o'clock in the Mile High City.
Who is this I'm listening to?
This is little Johnny Cash, Dom.
This is the man in black.
It's tough. Makes you want to drive fast.
I don't think people need any encouragement for that these days.
Right. I'm looking here. I see that today is National Lazy Moms Day.
What?
No. It's not what you're thinking.
The audacity
it's
to
not
say
what
that.
You're thinking. It's not pointing out all the lazy moms out there.
What is it?
Supposedly, it's a day to lend a hand to your mom and give her a much deserved break from her daily tasks. It's a day to let mom be lazy. Lay around and watch Netflix while you swish the toilets and empty the trash and do your own schoolwork and all
that.
Well, that's
better. I mean, I'm thinking, God, who the hell is stupid enough to say that?
Who dipped their toe into that pool? Hey, we're going to recognize lazy moms today. Moms that never really showed up.
Moms who never lift a finger day.
Right.
Is that what that is?
So, I guess we should give a shout out to the moms working their butts off today. So, your boys love you.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
So much.
So much.
We're like 30 minutes away from today's Mind a Bender. We have that coming up at 7:30. And then, at about 8:30, we're going to be announcing the next winning name in Mix 100's Bill Relief. We have that coming up at 8:30. But first, let's take care of a problem.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Yeah.
Speaking of a mom, this is from Kristen. I'm going to be very curious to see what our listeners think about this. She goes, Don and Jeremy, since you're both parents, well, let me jump in there. We are, but I mean, I'm a parent, but it's been so long since I, quote, raised a child because Dominic
right.
is grown and gone and married and out
you're
of the
You're not
house
really parenting. You are a parent, but you're not parenting.
I'm at the greatest age ever where you can just, now you can be friends. Because I am not a fan of people being their kid's best friend when they're raising their kids. That's just me. People are different.
Yeah.
You do you. But I'm like, you need to be a parent. And then later, then you get into the stage right now where we are like really tight and good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have beers with your kids and stuff like that. So I'm not parenting anymore.
Right.
Just, although I guess some people would say you never, like you could be 90 and still be parenting, I guess. Never
sure.
mind.
Sure, that
Let's
argument's out there too.
Go back to Kristen's letter. Since you're both parents, I wondered what you thought of this. At the end of the last school year, our son's teachers suggested we have him skip a grade. He was finishing fourth grade. They suggested he move up to sixth. We didn't do it. But now we're wondering if we made the wrong decision. He does seem to be way ahead of other kids, and I'm afraid he'll get bored with school. Do you know of any families that did this? Thanks so much. We love your show. That's from Kristen.
So do we know families that bumped a kid up?
I do know a family that did. I also will tell you that that almost happened to me because the same thing where the teachers told my parents. And I don't know. It was right around this time, too. I think it was like around fourth grade where they said, like, when the school year ends, instead of Dominic going into fifth, put him into sixth.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents did not do it. Just like Kristen, they didn't do it. And let me tell you how thankful I am that they didn't, but only because I'm a special case because I'm at the very young end of my graduating class, because my birthday is at the end of August, so I was always the youngest kid in school.
Right.
In my class.
Yeah.
And so if they had done this, I would have graduated at age 16. And I would have been worried that I'd be some sort of social freak. Because there were a lot of kids who turned 18 at the beginning of my senior year.
Yeah.
And I would have finished my senior year and graduate because I graduated at 17 and I was still 17 when I started college. So I would have been a real social freak.
You would have been really young. Yeah.
And I think
that wouldn't have been good.
I think it would have
we
been
we know how kids
social.
Are. It would have been. Yeah, they would have been poking at you. And
but is it the same today, Jeremy?
I think teachers and stuff have a little bit more of a handle on that stuff. If you want to throw the word bullying out there or, you know, picking on some other kids. I think there's more opportunities. Instead of advancing you and skipping a grade, there's probably some different placement programs and things that you can do while you're still in the grade that you're supposed to be in that kind of helps you advance. I think there's other avenues now. Hmm. You know, like the, what are they called? Are they like AP classes or?
Yeah, they do have that stuff.
A lot of that kind of stuff. I know a family who's actually struggling with the other direction. They feel that their kiddo is not developed enough to move on to the next grade. And they're thinking that they want to hold him back, him or her back.
And this is not the teachers. This is the parents.
This is the parents thinking, just witnessing what their kiddo is like, you know, education-wise and mentally. They're like, he or she probably needs to be held back. And they're thinking this is probably the year to do it because they can opt for the homeschooling right now because of the pandemic and keep him or her back a grade. Mm-hmm. And it probably will be a little easier on that child. You know, because they're not around their friends and seeing other friends move on, whereas they're at home being homeschooled.
You guys made the decision with Reed to start him later than usual.
Yeah, but that was an age thing, too.
I mean, but has it made a difference with him?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I'm wondering, because that's what, you know, but for a different, I mean, your reason had nothing to do with what these other people, what you're talking about.
No,
but
it was like
I'm just
age
wondering,
thing.
The kids who are young for
it was
going to
be
class,
like you where he was graduating high school at a really young age, you know.
Like me?
Yeah, it was been like you. So now, you know, we held him, we waited another year. We did like the 2 years of kindergarten or whatever we did. I don't even remember now. And so he'll be, you know, which is, I think, beneficial for boys because it takes them a lot longer to mature. So if he's, you know, taking a little more time to learn how to drive and everyone's not really driving around him yet, you know, it was beneficial. A lot of parents do it, what's that, redshirting, where they hold them back so they're older for sports and they're better, they kick butt in sports.
Well, yeah, that sounds like some people I know.
Yeah, a lot of parents do that. But no, I've never had experience with skipping a grade. I was right on track. You know what? I don't like that either. I wouldn't want, if a teacher came to me and said, we want to bump your kids up a grade. You know, we want them to skip a grade. I wouldn't like it personally because that's 1 year less of saving for college. That's a whole year, you know. It's another year of saving for me.
That's funny, but the other side of the coin is if teachers are saying that, then what they have found is that your child is doing really, really well with education, and those might be the kids who get some sort of
scholarship and stuff. Yeah, I get that. Yeah,
like an academic scholarship.
But even if they don't, that's a whole year out the window.
Or you could look at it as it's an earlier year for you to get them out of the house, and you can
become empty
nesters a year sooner.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a debate, man. There's a lot of pros and cons.
Phone number is 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. So you actually have two things out there. Kristen with her, do we bump our child ahead a year? And then Jeremy's acquaintances who are thinking about holding their own child back another year.
Yeah, what's the right answer? What do you do?
You said one thing that I want to come back and talk about in just a minute. You said one thing that really kind of struck a nerve with me about the holding a boy back a year. Right now we're talking about this note we got from Kristen, who said the teachers had asked if maybe they wanted to move their son up a grade, have him skip a grade, go from fourth to sixth. And she said, we didn't do it, but now, she goes, I'm starting to second guess that, wondering if I should have. And then Jeremy talked about some people that he knows that they are thinking, the parents are thinking about holding their kid back a year just because of his development.
Yeah. Now's the year to kind of do it so you can homeschool him.
We're going to jump into phone calls, but quickly I want to read these two Facebook notes we got. One from Tracy. She goes, our daughter went from fourth to sixth, and it was the best thing ever. Like Kristen mentioned, she was getting bored because the work was too easy. And I hear what you're saying about the social element, but she and the kids around her adapted very quickly. It wasn't a problem. And she graduated third in her class, so it all worked out perfectly.
Well, I guess you just gotta know your kiddo, I guess.
I think that's exactly the key, Jim.
Know the friendship circle.
And then Alan said, teachers asked us the same thing, and we didn't do it. Later, I wished I had because she was frustrated with how slow everything was for her. Now she's at CU and doing great, but I wish we'd started her a year earlier. So there you go. You got some families that do it and some that are like Kristen, and they say, no, I don't think we will. We got phone calls. Here's Greg on the phone. Greg, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing quite well. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I got three different scenarios because I know personally people that have done it. A girl with my daughter's class moved up, graduated a year early with, and was valedictorian, but was not socially or mature as the older class. It was noticeable, but still valedictorian. Mm-hmm. My brother did, went to USC as a 17-year-old, skipped his senior year.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work too good. And then a friend did the same thing.
Party!
Held their son back and for athletics.
Oh, right.
Yeah, see, that's the wrong reason to do that. That is the wrong reason. I was thinking about that, kind of what you were saying, Greg. It sounds like the college thing might have been a party situation, but say you got like a fourth grader that you're bumping up to sixth grade. It doesn't go well. Then do you have to kind of bump them back? And how awkward is it for that kid if it doesn't go well, then they bump him back?
Yeah. Greg, thank you for the phone call.
The social aspect.
We appreciate that. You know, and he's saying the one example you used, he's like the kid socially wasn't well adapted, but was valedictorian.
What's
I guess
better?
You have to weigh the importance. I mean, school is about education, but at the same time, there's a huge social element to it because kids are developing as social beings.
Correct. And then the next step is college, and are they going to be able to handle that socially and mentally because of their development?
Here's Terry on the phone. Good morning, Terry. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
What do you want to say?
Hey, so we were actually in this situation. My daughter was in pre-K and she was testing above kindergarten, and we tried to get her in to kindergarten early, but the school district was so new they couldn't take any more kids. So then we enrolled her, obviously, at her regular time, but probably first quarter she was testing through kindergarten. So her teacher, the principal, sat us down saying, hey, we would like to transition her to first grade. So everything went smoothly. She did have a social aspect moving to middle school, which was hard, but high school was fine. She actually graduated 18th in her class out of 500. She went to college in Arizona, and she is actually above everybody. She's going through a nursing program. And so I think you just have to know your kid. And the teachers know that as well. But I would definitely say I would not hold them back if your kid is academically ready to move forward.
I'm glad you said
call.
That. Thank you very much for that call. And you must be very proud of your daughter. That's super cool. And Jeremy, you touched on it too. You said something like, you know, you got to know your child.
You do.
And then Terry's good point is that the teachers know these children too.
If they sure do. They're with them every day.
They know probably whether they're ready to make that move. You know, we send our kids off to school. We don't see them interacting socially.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, we hear the stories when they come home, but those teachers are sitting there for 6-7 hours a day. And they can
they
see
know
how
your
the
kiddo.
Child interacts.
And you, as a parent, I guess you just kind of got to take a leap of faith, too. You know, you got to compile the information and kind of grit your teeth and just say, okay, we're going to go for it and see what happens.
We'll try to squeeze in two more quick calls, Brooke and Denise. Good morning, Brooke. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey. What do you think?
So I am an educator, and I don't think it's a good idea. I think years ago it was common, but nowadays we have so many options for our students who are accelerated to actually take high school level classes. They can take college prep classes while still staying with students that are in their own grade and age group for maturity reasons. So I think there's all kinds of options to explore that these parents haven't yet looked into.
I touched on that a little bit ago, that there is definitely a bunch of options. How does that work, Brooke? Like for a math class, do you remove that child from like the class during math and plunk them into another one? Or like how does that work?
There's two options that I've seen. They actually go, you know, they transport them to the high school. And then right now with remote learning, they're actually able to attend virtually while still remaining in their grade level class.
Well, then let me ask you a question here, because what strikes me is you're saying, yeah, don't do it because socially, blah, blah, blah. And yet you come and get the kid out of class, put him on a bus or whatever, take him to the high school. To me, my question is, what's the difference? I mean,
they're not doing passing period, and they're only in that class for the academic portion, and then a teacher takes them before the class ends back to their
right. It's just a portion of the day. It's not the whole day, and they still have their friendship and their peers.
Yes, I appreciate your call. Thank you, and thank you for your work with kids. But to me, it's like, well, if it's a social thing,
I get what you're saying.
You're coming in and getting them out of class in front of all the other kids and taking them. I mean,
right.
But that's not much of a difference.
If it's only one class during the day,
I guess.
There's a little bit of a difference.
We're going to try to squeeze in one more very quickly. Hi, Denise. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
What do you say?
My daughter, they asked my daughter to move from seventh to ninth grade. For the lady that just previously spoke, she did get on a bus and go to the high school every morning to take math because she was so advanced in math. And we decided not to move her up simply because there's so many other things in life besides academics. You know, there's the arts and there's music and there's sports. And so, you know, she was able to whip through her classes really quickly, and it made it so she could do all these other activities much easier and had more time for them.
That's a great point.
Not advancing her in academics. You know, they're going to get there anyway. They're going to get to college. They're going to get through college. You know, what's the rush? You know,
but this way she had more time to practice her trombone or whatever she's doing.
Denise, thank you for that call. I appreciate all of those calls.
Gosh, if you have the opportunity to skip middle school, do it.
Oh, my God, yes.
If you can jump from 7th to 9th, do it. Middle school sucks.
Worst years of my life
Same. The worst.
That's one thing that the Dom and Jeremy show has in common. Jeremy and I both were miserable in middle school.
2 full years, man.
And
worst time of my life.
I was a big dork, man. I was a nerd.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
It's tough on nerds in middle school.
Look at us now, though.
Now nerds rule, don't they?
That's right.